CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. Good morning, it's Sunday the 14th of May 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB strategy now online. KH4 and KH7K back on DXCC list. Latest 5 MHz newsletter available. The RSGB's new strategy for the next 5 years was launched at the 2017 AGM, following a detailed consultation with the Board, Regional Council Committee Chairs, Honorary Officers and HQ staff, as well as the wider RSGB membership and amateur radio community. You can read the synopsis and the strategy narrative on the RSGB website via tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0514a. Each committee will be working to set goals for 2018 based on this new strategy, and the board will report back to members over the next few months. On the 31st of March this year, the DXCC desk announced the deletion of Midway Island and Kure Island from the DXCC entities list. After further review, the two entities, KH4 and KH7K, will return to the DXCC list as separate entities. See www.arrl.org/news for full details. The latest edition of the 5 MHz newsletter is now available free on PDF download from the RSGB 5 MHz page, accessible via tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0514b. This bumper edition includes 14 new allocations, European 60-meter availability, 5 MHz from a postage stamp garden, a report on the Blue Ham 2 exercise and beacons news. The International Amateur Radio Union has approved a proposal to admit a new representative of the Radio Amateurs of Belize to IARU membership. As of the 9th of May, the deadline for voting, 77 member societies had voted in favour of admitting the Belize Amateur Radio Club with none opposed. There were no abstentions. An affirmative vote of 55 member societies were required for approval. Beacon EI0SIX is now on the air from Enniskerry in County Wicklow. Its operating frequency is 50.005 MHz. You should set your dial on USB to 50.004.2 MHz and listen for tones using PI4 software. Available free from the OZ to M website. The beacon transmit period is the first 60 seconds of every 5-minute time slot. CW is towards the end of the period. On the evening of the 19th and 20th of May, Bletchley Park is joining museums at night, a UK-wide festival of late-night openings in museums and galleries. Running from 5 to 9pm, you can explore the grounds, code-breaking huts and mansion house as the daylight fades, just as workers would have done during World War II. There'll be the option to join one of the special guided tours that will give you a deeper insight into the history of the park and add to the atmosphere of the evening. See the website www.bletchleypark.org.uk for more. If you're lucky enough to be going to the Dayton Hamvention next weekend, take a QSL card with you. The Hamvention is borrowing a tradition from Friedrichshafen, Germany ham radio event, and there'll be QSL wall in building one where visitors can tack up their QSL cards for everybody to see. Now for rallies and details of rallies and events for the coming week, the 636 Luffern ARC rally takes place today, 14th of May, at the Share Centre Smith Strands Linus Key, County Fermanagh, BT920JZ. Doors open 11:30. There'll be trade stands, a bring and buy, and an RSGB book stand. Catering is available on site. Details from Mark Mullaney, EI4HDB, by email to EI4HDB@gmail.com. Next weekend, the Dayton Hamvention takes place on the 19th to the 21st at a new venue, the Green County Fair and Exposition Centre, Xenia with an X, Dayton, USA. Doors open 8 a.m. There'll be trade stands, huge flea markets, as well as special interest groups and RSGB bookstall. See www.hamvention.org for more. On Saturday the 20th, a Rochdale and District ARS flea market and indoor sale takes place at St Vincent de Paul's, Caldershaw Road, Norden, Rochdale, OL127QR. Doors open 10:30, with disabled visitors gaining access 15 minutes early. Admission is £2.50 with those under 12 years free. There'll be a bring and buy as well as commercial traders, junk stall and amateur radio sellers. Traders can set up from 8 a.m. There'll be refreshments available, including bacon and sausage butties. Details from Dave, G3RIK, email rally, R-A-L-L-Y, at radars, R-A-D-A-R-S dot M-E dot U-K. The Murray Firth ARS surplus equipment sale takes place on Saturday the 20th at the Forces Reserve Centre, Edgar Road, Elgin, IV36YQ. Doors open 12 noon, entry £2 for buyers, tables £3, access available at 10 a.m. for setup. Refreshments are available on site. A raffle will be held. Details from Victor 2Mike0JVR on 01343 820489. The 34th Dunstable Downs RC Annual National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale takes place at Stockwood Road, London Road, Luton, in Bedfordshire, LU14LX in Luton, on Saturday the 21st of May. Entry £3, including car park fee. All the usual facilities will be there. www.ddrcbootsale.org for details. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to see in future editions of GB2RS, Radcom or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Krish, W4VKU, and Pi are planning another VU7 activity holiday style from the 15th to the 19th of May, operating as VU2VKU and VU2PAI respectively. They'll have two complete stations with KPA 500 amplifiers and verticals by the beach. Tom KC0W will be active as 8 Romeo 1 stroke call sign from Guyana until the 8th of June. He'll be operating CW only, 40 to 10 metre bands, QSL KC0W direct only on log search on Club Log. He does not use Logbook of the World. Walter DL3LBP will be on the air as stroke P from Helgoland Island, IOTA EU127. Until the 21st of May, QSL DL3LBP, either direct or bureau, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Three operators will be active as HD2RRC stroke 4 from Salengo Island, SA033, as stroke P from Puna Island, SA034, between the 21st and the 30th of May. They'll be mainly on 40-30 20 metres, QSL Club Log OQRS or via RZ3FW. JIR5RPT stroke 1 and JIR5USJ stroke 1 will be on the air from Shikine Island. AS008 on the 20th and 21st of May, they're operating CW RITI and PSK31 on the HF bands and 6 metres, QSL via home calls. Special event news now. Burton Amateur Radio Club will be taking part in Mills on the Air today, the 14th, from Clay Mills Pumping Station, operating GB3NFC on 40 metres, 20 and 2 metres FM and SSB. South Essex Amateur Radio Society will operate from Rayleigh Windmill, Bellingham Lane, Rayleigh in Essex, SS67ED today, the 14th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. GB2SMP will be on the air today from Solihull Mill Pool, Solihull, for Mills on the Air. Worthingham District Amateur Radio Club and High Salvington Mill Trust will be activating High Salvington Windmill for Mills on the Air 2017 using the call sign GB0HSM. The station will be operating today when Mills and Grounds will be opening to the visiting public. GB5RAF will be active on Saturday the 20th of May at the Carew Cheriton Control Tower on the site of a former RAF airfield. Members of the Pembrokeshire Radio Society will be operating HF and VHF at the Carew Cheriton Millfest, a festival of ex-military equipment and nostalgia, open to the public from 10:30 in the morning. Contest news today, the 14th 70 MHz CW contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Worked All Britain 40 metre phone contest takes place today, the 14th, from 1000 to 1400 UTC, the exchange's signal report serial number and WAB square. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 4th of June. Details www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, there are three contests. Hooray! The 70 MHz FM activity contest run from 1800 to 1900 UTC, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is followed by the 70 MHz UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Again, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, also starting at 1900, but only running to 2030 UTC as the 80 Meter Club Championship. This leg is CWO only and the exchange's signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the 144 Megs May contest runs from 1400 on the 20th to 1400 UTC on the 21st, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. On Sunday the 21st, the 144 Megs Backpackers contest runs from 100, that should be 1000 I think, to 1500 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week the solar surface was pretty much bare other than a tiny speck of sunspot at mid-latitude. This sent the solar flux index down below 70, the first time it's been there for some time. Given that it never drops much below about 66, and even at sunspot minimum, this gives you an idea of how little sunspot activity there is. Luckily, the low solar flux index was coupled with better geomagnetic conditions, with the K index never worse than 3 and often 0. The more subtle conditions meant the ionosphere had time to recover, and there was DX to be had. Dick, GU4CHY, reported he worked all continents, including many strong Japanese stations, on 20 metres around about 2030 UTC on the 10th. Don't forget that 20 metres will be staying open longer as we head into summer, and the band may even remain open late into the night by June and July. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will increase, perhaps to 80. Unfortunately, this will be accompanied by poor geomagnetic conditions at times due to the return of a recurrent coronal hole. The K index could rise to 4 or 5 midweek. Sporadic E may offer some respite. Don't forget it can affect all HF bands, not just 28 megs. Martin, MW0CND and Swansea was very loud in East Anglia last week on 40 metres CW during daytime on an otherwise flat band as a sporadic E cloud formed over the UK. Now for VHF and up, it looks like a week of unsettled weather coming up as we had some locally heavy rainfall at the end of last week extending into this weekend. But as we progress through the week, high pressure begins to appear, initially in the south of Britain. As next week draws to a close, the trend in several models is for a larger high to develop west of Ireland and slowly move east to be over the country by the weekend. Therefore, there's an increasing chance of Tropo developing later in the week. Sporadic E deserves a mention too, since there have been some openings already, and now through to August represents good hunting for those elusive QSOs on 10 metres 6, 4 and 2. Check the beacons and clusters as usual, with late morning and late afternoon being the best times. This is a good VHF UHF set of options for most regions this next week, although typically the far north of Scotland does seem to be on the northern fringe of any tropo. Moon declination is negative all this week, so there are short moon windows for EME. Last Friday the moon was at apogee, its furthest point away from Earth, so losses are still high, but falling as the week progresses. So that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.